Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about people justifying their sin, saying they have liberty. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, when you preach against those sins, when you preach against the things that are wrong, what's wrong with social drinking? What's wrong with that kind of music? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with that? Well, in about every case, I believe, it's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Anything goes. And see, they're looking at liberty, the grace of God. God's liberty and God's grace is like him because it comes from him. It is absolutely holy. And the holiness of God never, never, never justifies the works of the flesh. Yet they want to justify, falsely, should I say, as Proverbs chapter 17 points out, they call evil good. They justify the works of the flesh and try to put it under a religious heading, but that is wrong. So it is never wrong. So the time comes when they don't endure sound doctrine. He didn't say, well, if they don't stop, no, keep on doing it. That's why you keep on preaching in season, out of season. Time will come they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers. What does it say? Teachers, they will heap to themselves. What about that? What about that? They don't endure sound doctrine, but instead they go after their own lust, and they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Make me feel good. So why does I got to be there when the church doors are? Why do I need to, what do you tell me not to go to the movie? Why do you tell me not to dance? Why do you tell me not to drink? Why do you tell me not to smoke? Why do you tell me not to chew tobacco? Why do you tell me to, look, we tell you that. Tell you not to commit adultery. Tell you not to murder people. Tell you a lot of things. You see, it's not pick and choose. God's truth is true across the board. And so that's what the preacher's to preach. And if he won't, boy, does he have an accountability coming before God. So, that behavior that becomes holiness is of utmost importance towards a preacher. So, we looked at chapter 1 of this epistle as specific pastoral responsibilities that were given and things to reject. You know, Titus told these pastor's got to meet these responsibilities before you can ordain for the work. And so here's a check that. But chapter 2 gets into individual responsibility in putting these things to work. Understand that all that is important there in chapter 2 is what the Lord is telling the pastors. Titus, ordained pastors, Titus, he's telling you to speak this. It is the model for the local church today. You see, culture doesn't determine doctrine. Culture doesn't determine the holiness of God. Culture rejects the holiness of God. The culture itself rejects the person of God. They create another Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of this Bible. But we find that these things here are going to be true down through the church age, that our behavior as becometh holiness must be there. So first we want to see the behavior as becometh holiness as seen in actions that become sound doctrine. As we look here at verses 1 through 10. So he says there right off the bat in verse 1, are you looking at it? In verse 1, he says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Okay, so this has been given to this man Titus to give to the local church. And this young preacher better preach it as God just told him to. See, this is a direct command to Titus. Speak these things. Now, as a pastor, he is accountable to God. If he doesn't see the way through it, if he doesn't see it through and try to get it accomplished the way it ought to be accomplished, then I want you to see he's in trouble. Okay? And let me show you why in these following verses here. In James chapter 3, verse 1, he says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, we saw 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2 just a few minutes ago, where he's told to preach the word. He must realize that he is accountable to God. To God. Accountability is to God. That's the accountability that he has. And so, we find that as a result of that, if he doesn't do God's will, God's way, he has a greater condemnation. Now, do you understand that? A greater condemnation. Now, that's not speaking of going to hell. Okay, it's not speaking of going to hell, but of being ashamed before him at his appearing. He's a saved man he's talking to, and there in James, you know, he's talking about it too. You'll notice the emphatic importance God places on a pastor, as he said there in James chapter 3 and verse 1. Now, I want you to see that, because that is so important for us to catch. Because he says that if you desire this office, and there's nothing wrong with desiring the office of a teacher. You know, if you desire to be teachers, he says that we have the greater condemnation. Listen to James 3, 1. My brethren, be not many masters as teachers, those that teach the word or preach the word, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. I take that seriously. I don't know about you, but I take that quite seriously. So, the greater condemnation, as I said, is not speaking of hell. But notice that it is an emphatic importance that God is placing on this pastor or any pastor of the Word of God. Now, that also affects you if you're not a pastor. You say, well, how so? Well, we go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God. Now, remember, he was to preach the Word. So they have spoken to you the Word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, their matter of life, the end of their life. Now, who is that that's over you when it comes to the local church and all that? It's the pastor. If he's speaking to you the word of God, he is over you. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to say anything to me. Yeah? And there's an eternal consequence laying up for you as well. You may not believe that. Matter of fact, I'm going to get down to verse 2 here in just a minute, and I want to read something else, or maybe even verse 3 or something here in just a few moments and show you that. But people that say, nobody's going to make me blah, 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 you better be careful of what you say. Let me just put it that way. Be careful of what you say, because It will be made manifest one day before all heaven. So, you better consider that pastor has a great responsibility to preach the word of God. It is very, very important to God that we do. So, they are to speak the word to you. Now, you'll notice that second word in the text of verse 1, he says there very clearly, but speak. Speak. What's he to speak of? He's supposed to speak of the faith. That becomes sound doctrine. He is to preach sound doctrine. That's what he's to speak. Considering the end of their conversation, that is the end in this case of being ashamed at his appearing if they don't, but having reward if they do. A lot of saved people will go to heaven and be saved so as by fire, and I think it's preachers too. But you realize 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 13 through 15 talks about our works being tried by fire as Christians at the judgment seat of Christ. Some will be by the fire like gold and precious stones, but some will be as wood, hay, and stubble. Ashamed at his appearing, as 1 John 2:28 says, where some have a confidence. So the pastor can lose reward, but every individual can lose reward as well. So we looked at Hebrews 13:7. They that have the rule over you are those that speak to you the word of God. But then verse 17 says, to obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. Now think about it. Okay, now he's standing there. We saw James 3:1, the greater condemnation. And then you look at this. Obey again, then have the rule over you, which was they preached you the word. Perhaps you got somebody that's there that says, I don't have to be at church every time the doors are open. If I feel like going on hunting on hunting season, I'm going to be out hunting. I can be just as close to God out in the forest as I can at church. Well, that speaks volumes of idiocy and ignorance on your part if you're actually saying that, and even more so if you actually believe it. But nonetheless, I know people go on vacations, and one thing I've done on our vacations when I had family at home before, it's just my wife and I, but even just my wife and I, we're in another town, we're on a trip out of town, and it's a Wednesday night, it's a Sunday, we look for a church. We go to church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.